Alloway Parks Recreation Forestry Committee meeting, Monday, December 19th, 2022. It is 5:31 PM.
So we will call the meeting to order and call the roll. Angela Walzik Adrians?
Oh, you got it. Thank you. Here.
And Ryan Halberg?
Here.
Michael Borowski?
Here.
Mark Seidel here, and Rob Atwood.
Here.
All right, and we have no one missing. A motion to either modify or adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, we have an agenda. approval of the minutes from November 14th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? You guys have it. Public appearances.
I received nothing.
And there's no one in the room, so... Announcements.
Just had one announcement. We had another resignation, unfortunately, on our committee. Dina Mooney resigned her position. Unfortunately, other obligations required her that she wasn't able to attend the meetings on a regular basis. So she didn't feel it was fair. So she did resign her position. I want to thank her for all of the time and effort that she put in on the committee, and wish her well in her future. With that, we do now have two vacancies, so we'll be looking to fill those here in the next few months. So if anybody happens to know anyone, I know Rob's already done his share, but if anyone happens to know anyone that might be interested, have them get in contact with us. So.
Okay. And then discussion update on the Alloway Youth Baseball.
Yes, just a quick update on our discussion item from previous meetings. I did reach out to the Green Bay Eastside Youth Baseball as well as De Pere Youth Baseball just to see what the numbers look like, Alloway residents that participate in their programs. Green Bay Eastside Youth Baseball, who we are partnering with, they've been utilizing our fields. You know, we promote their program when, you know, people ask where to play baseball. You know, we give them that contact information and that. So in 2022, this past year, they had roughly 50 to 55 Alloway residents. They didn't have a breakdown of how many per age group, so that's kind of the total. And their age group does, I don't know if I mentioned it last time, but they provide baseball for ages 4 through 12 years old. So it's like T-ball up through Little League. Like I said, they had 50 to 55 Alloway residents in their program. And then De Pere Baseball, they in their program runs kind of T-ball pre-K through the high school program. They said they had roughly 20 during their summer program and 12 individuals in their fall baseball program. And what they said was it reflected kind of the high schools that they go to. The majority are open enrolled to De Pere High School, so that's why they're playing in the De Pere program. They did have one that was Ashwaubenon, one that was... Notre Dame, and the rest were De Pere or West De Pere. So,
the East Side League, did they give any indication of how many kids are in their program altogether?
I did not ask that question, but I can surely follow up. Yeah, they didn't say what their total, but I can surely follow up and find that information out. So,
thank you.
Sure.
So
So for that Green Bay one, do we know what the age ranges are for each grouping?
I don't, unfortunately. He just gave me the total number. They didn't have it broken down into the different age brackets, right, you know, for the different, you know, T-ball, minor league, major league type of that, so.
Any other discussion or questions on this?
Thanks for pulling those numbers.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and I'll continue to gather some information for that. And, you know, if we get anything more, bring it back to the committee.
Very good. All right, next on the agenda is the Greater Green Bay YMCA and the Dillon Valley Partnership.
Big news. If you didn't happen to hear, the village is partnering with the Greater Green Bay YMCA, and in that partnership, looking to build a new YMCA facility, full-service facility, at the Broadview Soccer Complex property. And with that, I'll pass this over to Mr. Rob Atwood. Rob's been involved with this project from the beginning. So he knows way more about the ins and outs of it. I do have some information here that I'll hand out to the committee. It's kind of the news release and some frequently asked questions. So,
yeah, I mean, it's just been on the committee since the beginning. So it's been about 18 months of working. So as we gathered all of this information and pulled it all together, and you know, it's a huge benefit to the community. You know, it's a healthy lifestyle, the programs they bring to the community, this the size of this facility is going to allow them to do even more, especially with the outdoor fields. The old facility, once they open up the new one, the old facility they will maintain for a period of 1 year. At their expense, and then it will revert back to the Village of Alloway. And the plans, it's a long ways off, so nothing's been solidified. There's been talks about raising half of it, raising all of it. The cost associated with both are astronomically different. So to raise the whole thing, and these were not contracted or bidded numbers. These were numbers that were just kind of talked about, to raise the whole thing about $250,000, to raise half of it about $600,000, so more than double to raise half of it. And the reason for raising just half of it would be to keep the gym in the locker room, but get rid of the pool, because the pool is obviously, that's the highest maintenance thing going on over there right now with the Y, you know, in terms of maintaining it, heating it, you know. It's been there since, what, 65?
Yeah, I believe so.
Long time.
Yeah, it's been there a long time. I was on the diving team there when I was in school. And it was still the Alloway Village Pool.
Okay.
Then, so, dating myself there. Long ways to go. You know, long ways to go on it. They'll do a capital campaign. The Y does a fantastic job in their capital campaigns. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't achieve their numbers, but they have to raise 65% of the $35 million before they can advance the project forward. So that's why everything to this point has been in an MOU presentation instead of an actual developer's agreement, because there's a lot of numbers that have to be filled in that can't be filled in until that capital fund is reached. What else can I tell you about it? Oh, probably the most exciting news about it is when this thing is completed, Alloway will have a new village community center. We'll have our own entrance. It'll be called the Alloway Community Center. It'd be pretty cool. About 20,000 square feet is some of the numbers that were talked. Once again, everything comes down to what the size of that building is going to be. Right now, it's proposed at roughly 80,000 square feet. So it's where we're at. I see some people pushing back on it, which is going to be there. I see majority of people, there's been no comment.
So. I was just going to say the majority of the comments that we have seen here at the village have been positive. Mm-hmm. A lot of excitement throughout the community with this partnership and this development. As Rob said, you know, from our perspective, we're excited about the programming space in the community center as part of that partnership. So, you know, of not having a community center for several years now, since, you know, the village sold their previous one, and this being an opportunity to, again, provide that space for the community, you know, we're excited about that. A few things that we as a committee can start to think about and start to discuss, and as this project moves forward, is, you know, what are we going to need to do about, you know, some of those programs that we want to provide there, but also the current use that we use at Broadview, soccer fields. You know, what do we need to do to accommodate the current users, you know, and how might that look? You know, just some things to think about with that. As well as some potential big picture items with this development, because that footprint is the soccer fields, but this is gonna, you know, affect the whole area, and how might we want to, you know, come up with some options and some things that will help out that entire area, you know, from a recreational perspective and that. So, and then finally, you know, after this is all said and done, and they're moved into their new building, you know, what might we as a committee want to think about, you know, as a recommendation for the old site? You know, that's many years down the road, but I don't want to wait until the last second, you know, to start talking about that. We can kind of along the way, and, you know, for the committee to just start thinking about and that. But, yeah, with this announcement, we thought it'd be very pertinent to, you know, kind of have a discussion with the committee, see if you guys had any questions, anything like that. So,
you know, and just to kind of further that too, in terms of the current usage on it, it's my understanding that emails went out to those organizations.
Correct.
And
yes.
No response as of yet.
Yep.
But keeping in mind that it'll be 2024 before they're even displaced.
At the earliest. So this 2023 gives us
plenty of time, yep, you know, to evaluate this and find, you know, alternative places for them. And we do have,
yep,
we do have ample room to move them.
Is it just a temporary displacement while under construction? Because I thought from what I read, there's still going to be the soccer fields there, right?
No.
There
will be some athletic fields there, correct, probably a soccer field. There's still some conversation about whether or not it's going to be turf,
correct,
or things of that.
Right.
But that'll be under the control of the Y at that
right
point.
And is there a potential for a partnership with that? Yes.
Those conversations.
But those conversations need to continue, yeah, as far as the use of that space, and, you know, and if that's a possibility and what the needs would be for the village's user groups type of situations. So, you know, looking at that continually as well. So,
a couple of questions I have, and not to be answered today, obviously, because there's too many moving pieces here, but one would be the overall utilization current for soccer fields, you know, that we have. Also, baseball diamonds, because that's space. Current existing stuff, what could we, mm-hmm, shift around? How does that work? But unless I have utilization numbers, I don't know.
Well, it's funny that you would mention that too, because I've got an email drafted right now to Emma, and you're CC'd, mm-hmm, on it, as to what's currently right now at Broadview. What is the total usage,
mm-hmm,
in terms of hours? You got five fields, you got from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m., from this date to this date that it's usable. how many dates have been used mm-hmm. in that big bucket, so mm-hmm. and how many hours mm-hmm. have been used. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to find out that maybe, and I'm guessing totally, maybe 20% usage.
Yeah, and you're probably not too far off.
Yeah,
you know, so, when you think about any of our athletic fields, you know.
So it's probably under 80% underused currently, which makes it easier to relocate those current groups to other facilities in this village.
I'm glad you asked about time, because that's the squeeze. Because we may have only 20% utilization, but what are the prime times when it would be utilized mm-hmm. by the people that utilize it? So what do we have to move around there? The other thing on just space in the Broadview building, if we had a drawing of that building, that would be helpful as we look at the future. I have a brilliant idea about the pool, by the way, but I'm not going to share it right now.
You what? Sure.
Put sand in the pool and make pickleball courts, but that's beside the point.
Oh, jeez. You're another advocate for pickleball.
Hey, did you see Primetime the other day?
Yeah, it's a huge growing.
ABC ran Primetime Pickleball.
Okay.
It wasn't Primetime. It was in the afternoon, but it was kind of an interesting tournament. But you have a really good opportunity there for a moneymaker. I mean, mm-hmm. even with the Kiwanis facility, if we wanted to do tournaments, we wanted to hook it in with the Alloway Fest or some of this other stuff, we're kind of in a maturity stage with that thing right now with the Kiwanis program. What else could we do with it? How can we make it better than it is now mm-hmm. without spending any money?
Right. Yeah, but yeah, to follow up on what your question about the facility and, you know, potential uses, things like that, that's definitely, you know, something that will be discussed. And like you said, knowing what that layout is and what the potential is, and, you know, is it a feasible thing?
Yeah.
You know, from what the numbers that the Y got for maintenance, upkeep, things like that, is it feasible for the village to even think about that, or, you know, other options?
Yeah,
and we're still in the infancy stages of those.
Yeah, it's kind of like another gym space. You know, gym space obviously is prime space, especially in the wintertime around here. So to lose that, but then to hear that it's $600,000 to raise the pool, doesn't really make any sense if we can use it for something else. And I use that, throw the pickleball thing out as a alternative use, but we did a thing down in Florida with a fill, you know, in an old pool site that was totally wasted, and they turned it into a community center, small town. Mm. But
okay,
there's things that can get done.
So does Alloway have to come up with money for this?
No.
Oh, okay. No. But we're giving them the land,
basically?
We're
giving them
the land, yeah. So what benefit do we get? The community center for free, then?
We get the community center for free. Mm-hmm. And we get a really state-of-the-art facility for our community.
If you can afford it.
So, well, we don't. It's not ours. It's
theirs. No, I mean if you can afford a Y membership.
If you can afford it, yeah. But, you know, to that point, because I brought it up in our meetings that we're discussing, they can accommodate any income level. If you wish to join, all you have to do is disclose your income and they'll find a spot for it. They'll find a rate for you at a certain level. Mm. And if you're 65, I think, silver sneakers.
That's maybe the only way you can afford it. I don't know. When I've talked with them about membership, it's insane. It just keeps going up. You can't afford it.
But they have so many other programs that they have, too, you know, like childcare, T-ball, a ton of youth programs and things like that, so which are... But I know what you're saying in terms of, you know, it's right up there with Western Racket.
Yeah.
So the community center is going to be in the current soccer on that new site.
On the new site.
And we're also getting the old Y building as well.
We get that back.
Get that back.
Yeah.
Okay.
They never owned that.
Oh,
That was a long-term lease.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That was, the village owned it years ago and then leased it to the YMCA. Okay. So then it just would return back to the village.
Gotcha.
A year after
one opening. year. Is one year.
Is that a potential? I mean, could that be something that could end up costing us money if we have
to raise it?
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually raising it would come out of pocket.
Yeah,
and then
so,
repurpose that land.
Huh. I don't know.
Maybe soccer fields? Maybe pickleball courts?
Do other communities do this? Where,
yeah.
Like they could put this up to the Y and take care of, clean it up after them, do?
Yeah. Crown Point, Indiana is one of their.
But like locally?
Models.
Does anybody else do it? City Green Bay?
Yeah. Howard did it. Westside Green Bay did it. But they just did huge renovations on those.
What, Rob, what are they on the hook for going forward with maintenance now?
For the old facility?
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay.
Lights, structurally, everything. They're on the hook for that for an entire year, just like they are right now.
What is, do you know that if there is any deferred maintenance there? I know that the building is getting older, okay, so that's normal wear and tear, but are there any other items that they should fix before they move?
I suppose that'll be looked at.
It's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah. I suppose that'll be looked at. It would have to be reviewed.
Yeah,
because, like I said, right now, I mean, you're looking into potentially 2026. And I don't know what that picture is going to look like then in terms of where it's going to be. Now, if you were to ask me what my opinion is right now, and I'm speaking strictly on my own, not by any committee, not by any board member or anything else, I'd say everything's going to point towards leveling it and repurposing the land to either more green space, more park, pickleball, any of the above, but to raise half the building for more than twice the cost just doesn't make sense. And when I asked about that, they said that the feedback that to just take out the pool requires a lot of foundation work and re-stabilizing the existing building. And because if you look at it, it's on a little bit of a hill, you know, as it is. So there's a lot more that goes into trying to save half the building than there is to raise it all. But I had never thought about filling it with sand.
What about the school? What about Langlade? Has there been any interest in
there could be potential
Langlade
to selling
Langlade
it to
or?
The state? Yeah. I mean, that all of those options are on the table. Yeah.
Right.
So Langlade could sure use the parking.
I was just even thinking about the gym facility, and from that standpoint, if you said to the school, here's the number, pay me, I'm walking away, your problem now?
Yeah.
Lots to discuss on that.
Exactly. You know,
there's a lot of discussion.
You know, many years before that time, but to start to think about ideas like we are tonight, it's always good to kind of get the...
when I get together with that committee, I'll share these ideas, with them.
Exactly. So, we'll definitely kind of keep this. Might not be every meeting that we talk about it, but we'll keep this, in conversation and discussion with the committee on many aspects of this project. But from a community standpoint, pretty excited, to be partners with especially a organization like the YMCA. Yeah.
What's the other one they're building or want to build for? Is it
I think
Howard?
It's in there. No,
no.
It's in the
Capital Credit Union,
I think.
Yeah, that one's already, that's a done deal. That'll be open shortly.
Okay.
So just to give you the background on that real quick, that is Capital Credit Union bought that building that was called Spark. It was started by that internet company, a local guy, and he built that building. And the top two floors of that building were a fitness center for his employees. Even had a slide that went from the top floor to the fourth floor, the fifth floor to the fourth floor, down. It has a fair amount of equipment in it, I guess, already. So when Capital Credit Union acquired that building, they sat there and pondered, what do we do with these top two floors? They didn't want to put the investment into it. and they really didn't want to maintain it, but they had this great facility to do it. And the Y had a vacancy, a need to be in that part of town.
Okay.
And so they partnered together and are putting those top two floors as a YMCA.
Cool.
It'll be scaled down, obviously. They won't have a gym, they won't have a pool, they won't, you know. But they'll have to go in and put locker rooms in and expand on those locker rooms that are there. I haven't seen any footprint in there yet, but it would be great for that side of town. Mm-hmm.
Good information.
All right, any other discussion on this? All right, any ideas for future agenda items?
Yeah, I have one. Last meeting we talked about the memorial benches. And we're just trying to think of different ways that we could do like memorial type of things, right? And one thing that I thought about was some sort of like a memorial garden. I don't know if you guys have walked through St. Norbert College recently at all, but they have they call it the Shakespeare Garden. But basically it's a little garden with pavers as a path, and every paver that you can etch, names into the brick or whatever. Just thinking, would that be feasible as a different option? Just a small memorial garden where, as we get donations, and put the names in the pavers, and then an additional donation goes to maintaining that space.
I think that's definitely worth discussing.
Mm-hmm.
And, a couple of things to think about with that is location, obviously.
Right. Yep.
Size, how you would start it,
right?
Get it started, things like that. But let's discuss that. And like you said, the bricks, or you could have other items within that could have all sorts of different options. But
yeah. My big thing would be the investment. I obviously want this to be maintained on donation more so than taxpayer money, but
yeah.
So that's, I don't know if that's a long-term.
That's a cool facility down there. We had some friends that guy was a NCR executive and retired to Florida, but they spent every summer here in the St. Norbert's program where they rent out dorm space, and they've got a big piece of that down there, or their name on it. So I've been down there a lot, and it is very nice. But they started small with that one, too. It just happens to be in a great location down by the river.
Right.
We've got rivers.
I know we do. And that answers your other question, where should we put it?
No, good idea. We'll bring that to a future meeting.
Any other agenda items? All right. Well, then I would look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Adjourned at 5:59 p.m.